to get one of the decks going, but I've got something on the second deck that is not happening, so I'll have to figure that out. Well, it's exquisite out. It's pleasant. There's low humidity, and sun is shining. There's a breeze. It's like 70s. Yeah, we'll take it. So it's very nice. Oh, it's good. All right, we'll get started here with some music from Fortuna from Brazil. Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Yesharim, Malachei Elyon, Yihyeh Melech, Malachei Malachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bochem Leshalom, Malachei Yesharim, Malachei Elyon. Well, this is really interesting. The board has been reconfigured, and there is no CD3. And CD2 has an issue where, well, we'll have to see what we can do, because I don't have the option of CD3. It's just disappeared from the options. And this is more technical stuff than usually, you know, anybody needs to know about, but here I am alone in the studio trying to deal with. Somebody must have rewired the board. That's the only thing I can think of, because this deck doesn't come up at all. And that's not happened before, and I'm not sure how to adjust it. So if I put a CD in the player that it says the eject button is problematic, well, that's what we've got. Or alternatively, I'll just use one deck, and that way, of course, all of them are problematic, right? Can't even get the first deck to eject. Ugh. Arg. Well, see what happens if we put something in deck two. We've got the Idan Rachel project trying to, let's see, let's do Hinach Yafa for it. All right.
שבועות ביקשתי את שאהבה נפשי ולא מצאתי. חיפשתי בין כל רחובות העיר העמוס השקרים הזאת ולא מצאתי. בצעוניה שומרים הסובבים בעיר החאובי, כמעט ולא מצאתי אותו. אך לא פה ממנו עד שאביו אל תוך עירי, אל בית אמי ואל חדרי אל מיטתי. הנך יפה רעייתי ושפתותייך חודשני, שינייך לבנות כמו אור הלבנה, מי זאת עולה מן המדבר מארץ רחוקה, ניסית על כנף ציפור גדולה הגיעה לביתי. כבר שבועות ביקשתי את שאהבה נפשי ולא מצאתי. חיפשתי בין כל רחובות העיר העמוס השקרים הזאת ולא מצאתי. הצעוני השומרים הסובבים בעיר החאובים, כמעט ולא מצאתי אותו. אך לא הרבה ממנו עד שאביו אל תוך עירי, אל בית אמי ואל חדרי אל מיטתי. הנך יפה רעייתי ושפתותייך חודשני, שינייך לבנות כמו אור הלבנה, מי זאת עולה מן המדבר מארץ רחוקה, נישאת על כנף ציפור גדולה הגיעה לביתי. הנך יפה רעייתי אני נגנב משתי עינייך ששורפות אותי כאש הלהבה, מי זאת עולה מן המדבר מארץ רחוקה, נישאת על כנף ציפור גדולה הגיעה לביתי.
הנגן במטה שתדאג אם שעצה ולתון עטפו וסר סיק את עצה. הנגן במטה שתדאג אם שעצה ולתון עטפו.
כאש הלהבה, מי זאת עולה מן המדבר מארץ רחוקה, ניסוד על כנף ציפור גדולה הגיעה לביתי.
ואתן הזה ג'י
Okay, so this is what's happening. I have one working deck. The other one is not connected to the board. The one that is connected to the board ate my CD and it won't let it out. Yeah, it's annoying, to say the least. So we listened to Mendy Werdiger from a CD release called Chaverim, and that's Friends, and the song was Es Shem. And before that, the Idan Rachel Project. The song was called Hinach Yafa, You Are Beautiful, and that's from a CD called This Idan Rachel Project. And we opened up with Fortuna. I think that brings us up to date. So let's see now what can be achieved here. None of these decks are really working properly, so I'm kind of can't even get this one to eject. So I'm down to no. Oh, okay. Finally, that came out. Good. Now I can probably get something in there to play for you. Oh, my goodness. You never know what you're going to find when you come into the station. Let's see. How about number... Hope everybody's enjoying the beautiful day out there. All right, so the deck is actually loading, which is a good thing. All right. Let's go to this one. Okay, bear with me. I'm trying to get this deck freed up so I can put something else in there. This is really not very much fun. So, I'm sorry. I'd have to just bag it because I can't seem to get anything to work. I don't have one single working deck. Well, I'll try. Yes. All right, something finally did get ejected. We'll try again. This is Merkava on the river Kevar. Okay.
ואני בתוך הגולה thank you. ואני בתוך הגולה. על נהר כבר נפתחו השמיים, ואלה מראות אלוהים. היו היה צפון, ענן גדול ואש מתלקחת ונוגה לו סביב, ומתוכה ומתוכה כן החשמל, כן החשמל מתוך האש. על נהר כבר נפתחו השמיים, על נהר כבר נפתחו השמיים,
Okay, well, we're still trying to deal with this silly situation. Let's see if I can make something else happen here. I hope you're enjoying the music I am playing. Oh, well, that came out. That's a good sign. Okay. So, what are we going to listen to in this one? Let's see. How about... Let's do this first one here.
I'm a monkey, I'm a אל תעצור אותי עכשיו מצאתי סדק יש בו אור אליו אני רוצה ללכת דרכו רוצה לחזור בוא נבנה כאן בית בוא ניתן לילדים לצחוק לפעמים אני חוששת שוויתרת ושאתה מפליג עמוק
Okay. Here we go again. Try and see if we can get something to work. Somebody definitely rewired the board somehow, and I don't know how to change it. It's very annoying. I'm not supposed to do that. But it's just College Station, and kids do what kids do. All right, so this is not... here we go. All right, if as long as it works, then we can still get some music to you. Okay, so let's go here.
Thank you.
Okay. We're slowly managing to do this, although it's not what I would call fun. Although the music is good. Hope you're enjoying the music. Let's see, we'll go to something a little different here on the voicemobile. Actually, here's an important announcement. Don't drink and drive. This is a sad story. 36-year-old Olivia Cuthbert broke down in tears as she was sentenced to 30 years to life in prison for her wrong way drunk driving crash that left 6 people dead, including her own sister and 3 generations of a family in another vehicle. "I'm going to punish myself for the rest of my life," she sobbed to the judge. "I want people to know I would die a million times over. I was so wrong, and I take full responsibility." Everyone in both vehicles, except for Cuthbert, was killed in the horrific drunk driving collision, which catapulted wreckage across several lanes and reduced the SUV and Cuthbert's car to disembodied wheels, axles, and twisted pieces of metal. The fun's over when you drink alcohol and then decide to drive, quite possibly forever. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. It's pretty revolting. And unfortunately it happens. And now this is the end of the school year for a lot of the high school kids. And every year, maybe it won't be this year, but there are horrific accidents. And it's so totally unnecessary, right? You could decide to have somebody be the designated driver. That would be a good thing to do. Or you could decide to not drink, you know? Is it worth it? I don't know. I don't know the answer. All right, let's... we could do Cry in the Blues. That would be appropriate. Let's see. Let's do Heart of Darkness here on WMFO. Thank you. All right, let's see what we've got coming next. That was David Maxwell, Heart of Darkness, from a CD called Blues in Other Colors. Well, at least, well, I thought it was coming out. Okay. Oh my goodness. I'm about ready to pack it in here because I can't get any tech support. Now this deck doesn't want to release the CD. See, most of the kids have everything on their computers. They don't bring in hard copy like I do, so they don't care about this stuff. And this one is deciding not to eject either. Maybe now. Come on. Oh, sorry, folks. This is so disjointed. My friend Chris Earle comes in the hour after this, and I have to be here to make that happen, but I'm not sure I'm going to be able to keep doing this for another hour. Now I have no decks at all. Try to turn this off and on again. Well, let me just read something. Since I can't play anything, let's share something from the Kol Chevra, 20th year outside of Reb Shlomo Karlbach, and, okay, well, this is rather long. Let's get something that's a little bit shorter. Let's see. I think I read something from this last week, actually. Well, this is nice. This is, says, Lekavod Reb Shlomo, Lekavod, for the honor of Reb Shlomo, and for Barbara, who has Mashiach eyes. This is written by Ephraim Krug. So, it says, the first time I met Reb Shlomo was at the bat mitzvah of Sarah Hannah, Lori and Reb Nechemia's oldest daughter, who, with her husband David, was just blessed with their third child. Mazel tov, mazel tov. Sheila Corino, who would call everyone in Boston every two or three months to say that Reb Shlomo was going to be teaching at Brenda Edwards' house. I used to go there many times, and I would go and sit in front of him. I often had the honor and privilege of sitting on the floor in front of him and holding his sifforim or guitar, whichever one needed holding at the time. I was also usually the one he would look at when he interrupted the nigun and said something like, Chevra, please, while I am alive, get it right. It's like, oh boy. So I had met him already when I decided to go to Ruach, his penultimate before he was Nifter. And there were other teachers there, but I just kind of followed him around like a little bit like a lost puppy. He seemed determined not to find. Ruach was a retreat that I attended in the summertime, like in a camp-like environment. It was great. Listen, davening Friday night, a few people gave Divrei Torah, okay, explanations of the Torah portion, and he said very quickly, it was Parshas Korach, and he said, in this Parsha, we have the mitzvah of tzitzis. In order to wear tzitzis, these are the fringes, the tassels, you have to put a hole in your garment. In order to be a Jew, you have to put a hole in your heart. I've never heard that before. From there, the learning just got better. He had me. I followed him around until Sunday, until the end of the day. My ride was ready to leave, and I wanted to just go and say thanks to Reb Shlomo, and I did. When I got to him, I said something like, thank you so much for such beautiful learning. I was 100% sure he had heard this kind of response millions of times, and I was completely convinced he would respond with my pleasure or something like that. He looked at me right in the face, astonished, and said to me, you like my Torah? my friends. I was so taken aback. I was so surprised. I must have responded with something like, "Your Torah? I love your Torah. I love you. Where can I learn this kind of Torah?" In any case, he responded with, "Oh, you have to learn Ishbitz." Has that been translated now? It has been by Betzal Edwards, Brenda's holy son. But back then, not so much. So they lived in Newton, and we used to go to their house for learnings when Shlomo would come. Glancing heavenward, fully realizing the task he was giving me, he took out his card and wrote down in a Hebrew scrawl, "Ishbitz, Mea HaShaloach, Beis Yaakov, Sod Yesharim, and Sefer HaZmanim." I still have the card. That's the story. I do want to say, regarding his look of astonishment, it was really as if I were the one and only standing in front of him saying, "Shlomo, I like your Torah." Really, it was the astonishment of someone who was really trying to do something right, trying